If you'd like to support this ministry, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. Okay, it's November 2018. And it's about time now that we start teaching about other things. So we've gone through all of the scriptures about speaking in tongues and why you should be praying and how transformation happens. And if you've listened to all of the podcasts on my website, you'll be pretty well schooled on that. But now it's time for me to move into another phase of teaching. And we're going to start teaching about prophecy. I'm going to go through all of the different prophecies of the end time so that you're not left ignorant. Because even Paul said, I would not have you ignorant concerning these things when he talked in 1 Corinthians about the operation of everything in the church. But now we're moving into the last days and there's things that you need to know. So we're going to cover in great depth stuff like the Psalm 83 prophecy, Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Magog War. We're going to talk about the Aswan Dam being blown up and all of the land being contaminated. I wonder what happens there. We're going to talk about nuclear bombs that are actually mentioned in the Bible in great length. And we're going to talk about all of these things in there about the Middle East and how it's a powder keg. We're going to talk about all the prophecies concerning Israel in the last days, because Israel is the epipoint, the center point of all the world. It's where all the prophecies stem from. We're also going to go through in great length all the stuff that's spoken about in Revelations. We're going to break it down piece by piece, and we're going to talk about the trumpet judgments. We're going to talk about the seven churches. We're going to talk about all of the things in Revelation, how they unfold. We're going to talk about the sign in heaven, Revelations chapter 12, which just happened now last year. And all of the other prophecies we've been following over the past 35 years or so. I was taught when I first came to the Lord in 84, all the prophecies. The people that I was with were very prophetic people, and they showed me through all the scriptures. And I've had 34 years or so to actually study them myself and to come to the same conclusions. So the Lord put me in the right place. He put me with a person who taught me to pray. And I prayed for an hour and a half to 2 hours a day, every day, for a whole year, my first year, from the get-go. I went out preaching the gospel, and I witnessed to people on the street and knocked on doors, thousands of doors over the years. So I was taught all about being out on the street and how to minister to people on the street. I was taught to minister to those who are weak in the Lord and how to help them. I was also taught extensively about prophecy and world events. And it's been one of the major things is I follow all of the political streams in the world that are connected to end time prophecy, looking at all the governments and watching how they're forming, because I know how the prophecies are supposed to unfold. And we're going to go through all of that. And also salvation. I'm going to do a absolute in-depth on salvation. We're going to cover every aspect so that you are without excuse in every way, not to be ignorant. So this is the next phase we're going to operate in. This is the next big teaching that is going to go through the website. So that once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, once you're praying in tongues and getting your life fixed up, you're going to have some meat and potatoes. You're going to have something to chew on, something to actually inspire you. We're going to talk about how to operate in a church and how to get a church operating properly. We're going to talk about husbands and wives and families. We're going to start speaking all about that. We're going to go into great depth on in these last days, all of the false doctrines, all of the communism, feminism, humanism, all of these things. We're going to expose them through the scriptures that they're ungodly, and their doctrines are devils, and that you don't want to be found walking in these things, because the Word of God is your anchor for your soul. The Word of God has everything in it that will sustain your life and give you a good outcome. The Word of God is everything that you need to have a blessed and perfect life. And let's just say that as just a nice saying, that is true. The Word of God, once you pray in tongues and get revelation of the Word of God and it opens up to you, you can apply all that and there is an outcome which is positive. God wants you to triumph, but not through your own doctrines and pet doctrines and ideas, and not through following man's religion or man's philosophy, but he wants you to be fully established in his word. He wants the word engrafted in your inside you. He wants to make sure that everything that you think, that you say and you do is biblical. That's really important. Very important in these last days, because there's great deception coming upon those who don't have their eyes on God. Those who don't have their eyes on Jesus will be easily deceived. They won't know what they're doing. I've seen great ministers who have great congregations talk rubbish, and it amazes me how they do that. And I asked the Lord, he said, if you take your eyes off of Jesus, if you take your eyes off of the Holy Spirit teaching you, you will, by default, start listening to rubbish and you'll start thinking about rubbish. Now, the Bible says they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life even as unto death. They were willing to go all the way. And they understood who they were. And that's what we're going to teach you now. We're going to teach you all of these things so that you are fully equipped for these last days. Quite frankly, I don't even know if I'm going to get through all of this before everything starts happening. I mean, we've got the revelation Revelation 12, the great sign, a great sign. Not a little sign, but a great sign. And there's going to be war in heaven. And Satan is going to be cast down. And we need to be prepared for these things. We need to be prepared so that if the Lord takes us, we're ready. Because there's also lots of parables about the fish being separated, the sheep and the goats being separated. There's lots of parables about that. There's the 10 virgins, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. These parables are all about the end times, being prepared. And if the Lord's going to do anything positive in your life, he needs you on board. And if you're dragging your bones and if you're actually not prepared, you're going to have to play catch up. And you may not have very much time. And you may have to really, really put your life down on the line. It's better to sit on a nice, comfortable lounge, pray in tongues in air-conditioned comfort, and get all the victories in that mode. That's the best way. You know, the Bible says, seek God early while he can be found. There'll become a time where there'll be so much confusion that you'll be hard-pressed finding the truth. Because if you can't find the truth when it's right at your fingertips right now, when it's right in your face right now, how are you going to go when this world crashes and burns and every form of doctrine of devil is preached on the street? How are you going to find the truth if you can't do it now in this easy time? God is merciful and gracious, and he's given us plenty of time to repent. And that repent means to turn around, change your way of thinking, and go after God authentically. So now's the best time to do that. Because when it crashes and burns, we don't know how bad it's going to get. What if all the electricity gets taken out on the world and you've got nothing? You can't even pump gas. You can't even go to the supermarket. You can't even do funds transfer. All your money in the bank is gone up in smoke because there's no more records. all electronics is being fried. And it doesn't have to come from a nuclear blast, from an EMP. It can come from a natural thing, from, you know, just from sunbursts. You could, all of the electronics on the earth could be fried just from that. You know, we don't even need nuclear war to destroy everything. The Bible says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the war of Magog, that God will intervene. He will destroy the enemy before Israel's eyes. But in Psalm 83, it says that the Israeli army will destroy all of the enemy that comes around, just like Gideon. You know, and a matter of fact, Psalm 83 references the battles of Gideon. So Gideon had 300 men. What did he do? He had thousands, and he separated the ones that weren't having their eyes focused, and that weren't astute, that didn't have presence of mind. And he got the ones that lapped with their hand, and the Lord sorted them out. He had 300 out of thousands. But these guys were serious. And he put 100 on one side, 100 on the other side, and another 100. He broke them into three groups. And they broke their pitchers, and they blew their trumpet. And they yelled out about the war of God and Gideon, and the enemy just went crazy, and they killed themselves. They destroyed themselves. So in Psalm 83, it talks about the horses being blinded and the enemy being totally confused. So maybe all of the enemies around Israel are going to lose all their weaponry. Maybe their guns won't fire. Maybe their tanks won't fire. Maybe their rockets won't fire. And they will totally be confused themselves. And it'll be a great victory. And there'll be peace in the land, because all the enemy, the Bible says, will be uprooted. There won't be a peace agreement between the enemies. The enemies will be totally annihilated. And then will come a great time of peace. And that peace will possibly usher in the Antichrist, or the great peace deal. And then the building of the temple in Jerusalem. When we see these things happen, we know that the tribulation period is starting to happen. But we don't know how it's all going to unfold. We have to watch. We can watch the nations line up according to what prophecies have spoken. And we can't pick a time or a date, but we can watch the season. And we definitely are in the season. You know, there's the birth pains of Jesus coming back, and birth pains get little, then bigger, then they stop, then they get more intense, then they stop, then they get more intense. And Jesus spoke about the Middle East being full of birth pains, and definitely when we see everything building up, we think this is the end. It stops, and then it builds up again, and it gets intense, and then it stops, and then it builds up again, it gets more intense. You gotta say, well, this has got to be it, but it stops. But you just have to look at the Bible. This is what the Bible says. Birth pains. So don't be upset. Because even in the First World War, people were talking about, this is the end. It's the war to end all wars. Nothing worse could ever happen to the world. And people had their eyes looking that Jesus was going to come back. And he didn't. And a lot of people got very disheartened because they didn't know the Bible. And they fell away, unfortunately. Then when we had the Second World War, we had people who were preaching about the mark of the beast. I mean, Hitler, he was the Antichrist. Mussolini was the false prophet. And he had a currency called the mark. And it was people were calling it the mark of the beast. And he went and persecuted the woman, or Israel. He gathered them all up and put them in concentration camps and gassed them. You know, definitely you could see from Scripture, people were preaching this in the 40s. And, they could, it was all fitting, nice and perfect. And then America drops a bomb, Hitler dies, and everybody goes, what happened? You know, so you'll definitely know about it when it comes to the end, I tell you, if you've got your eyes on the Lord. Okay, so we've got blockchain, which is a new distributed ledger technology. I think possibly that blockchain will be the platform that the mark of the beast will come on. And it's electronic, and you won't be able to buy and sell without the blockchain. Now, the blockchain in itself is not evil, but the platform will be used for evil. Just like TV is not evil, but the platform is used for evil. Just like books are not evil, but you know, people who write in the books can write evil stuff. So I wouldn't be worried about blockchain. I wouldn't be worried about Bitcoin or any of this stuff. It's when this stuff gets used for evil. So, you know, there's people who are freaking out about blockchain and about Bitcoin and all this stuff. And then we've got the Catholic Church. Now, everybody knows that Mystery Babylon is the Catholic Church. It is Rome. Everybody knows that. Every prophecy leader who knows what they're talking about. I was taught this 34 years ago, and I've had a chance to study or to look at all of this different stuff. I've even looked at other people's stuff and said, no, that's not, because they're drawing a long bow. And there's a lot of stuff that's missing. You'll find when people preach something, it's the stuff they admit that you need to look at. Okay, anybody can put a whole pile of scriptures together and really form a really solid argument. But what about the scriptures they don't use? They're the things that you look at. Why don't you use that scripture? Why don't you use that scripture? Because it pulls down their argument. And that's one of the strategies the Lord taught me. You know, he said, you know, a lot of people talk about salvation, but the other scriptures, they won't go near. You know, the Jews won't go near Isaiah, you know, because it talks about Jesus. They'll preach everything else, but they won't go near Isaiah, okay, because it talks about Jesus. And that pulls down all of their argument. And, you know, you'll find a lot of the time people will preach something, and the stuff that they don't talk about that you know of, and when you confront them with it, they get upset. Instead of saying, oh, well, I'll add that to the scriptures and the argument that I'm doing, rather, they fight and they get very upset, which shows their true position in the things of God. So what we're going to do is we're going to expand on all of these things. And we're going to talk about families and husbands and wives and how you can have a good marriage, how you can bring your children up in the right way. And against all of the odds that we have in this world, Western society is teaching us to be ungodly in our practices through feminism, through false religion, through mysticism, through New Age, through socialism. It's all an alternative to Jesus Christ, and He is the only way. So if you're full of God, if you pray in tongues and get full of God, you've got a massive shot at seeing clearly the deception of this world. And then you can open the Bible up and God can minister to you through the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, a lot of people are just not praying in tongues. They're not being full of God, and they're being captured by every wind of doctrine and every false idea and doctrines of devils, and they're believing these things to be true. I was taught to have a holistic approach to the Word of God, to go through all the scriptures and not to omit some because they didn't fit the narrative. Now, I was taught to be holistic, and it has helped me immensely. The people that I was with in the beginning taught me some fundamental truths. One was that you're to build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Another was to understand where we were as far as world events and prophecy. And about salvation, I was taught all about salvation. And so I was taught all of these things, and I was able to use them, and they have kept me in good stead. I have studied them and studied them and studied them to make sure that I had a holistic approach, that I didn't just have pet doctrines instilled in me. I made sure that everything that I know is all God-centered. Now, we're all learning and we're all adjusting things. We're trying to be Bereans, They were the ones that said to Paul about the things that he spoke. They said, we're going to go and we're going to study the scriptures to see if the things you say are true. They were wise. They were smart. They were intelligent. They didn't just take half a story and go with it. So we're just going to leave that there, and that's where we're going to go. That is the direction that we're going to go now from this time forward. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.